So, Dan, it seems like it's taking people longer to grow up these days. What's happening?
Well, it's not just these days, Mike, and this has been going on for several decades, and it takes each subsequent generation a little bit longer. There's a large-scale study that shows it's taken longer for each generation to finish school, establish financial independence, marry, have children, so on and so forth. Today's 25-year-olds, now you compare them to their parents' generation at the same age, they are twice as likely to still be students, half as likely to be married, and 50% more likely to be receiving financial assistance from their parents.
And typically we see this as a bad thing, right? But what does Lauren Steinberg say about it?
Well, Lauren Steinberg is really a preeminent guy around, you know, this whole business of what had been called failure to launch. And he's been studying this for years. Steinberg has a new book out called The Age of Opportunity, Lessons from the New Science of Adolescence. And he just wrote an article in the New York Times. What he described was adolescence as a time of increased plasticity in the adolescent's brain. So they're more responsive to the environment. They learn more. They're more reactive to the environment. So this is a rich time for them. So depending on the environment and the context that they're living in during this prolonged adolescence, it could be a good thing for them. It could be a time to grow and to nurture and to explore their world.
And he also has made the case that this time frame of adolescence is much longer than we previously thought. It doesn't end at 18.
That's right. Yeah, we had thought that it ended at 18, and it was kind of an artificial number. We know these changes in the brain take place somewhere between age 17 to 25. That's when the brain experiences so-called adolescence. So, and, you know, add to that, Mike, and, you know, the economy, the state of affairs of the world, and you know, the psychology of our culture, all of these things come into play.
So what is your take on all of this? What's perhaps your advice to parents who have a kid in their mid-20s who seems to be, quote, not going anywhere?
I treat an awful lot of these parents who have kids in their mid-20s who don't seem to be going anywhere. And what happens inevitably is the battle. You know, get out and look for a job. Oh, I am looking for a job. You know, that kind of struggle. My advice for parents about their child, this can be a good time for them. It can be a good time to learn about themselves, to explore. So what we have to do is nurture curiosity. And that doesn't happen with confrontation. You should or you must. Let's sit down as a family and what do you like? You know, how can we help you do your life? How can we help you nurture your creative juices? But at this point, it's how can we help you and not telling them so much what to do. And, you know, in the family dynamics, everybody's got to set their boundaries if this is going to work because it's complicated having somebody go to college and coming back home at age 25, and then you've got a young adult there. It's a very different dynamic. So we need to talk.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.